Good morning. We'll call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business is the letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 41258 through 41310 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's lease sale, and there were no tracts will be recommended for withdrawal from today's sale, and we'll proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 41258, but we did receive one bid on tract 41259, advertised as 803.15 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $244,960.75. $244,960.75, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $122,480.38. $122,480.38. Royalties are 23.25%. We did not receive any bids on tract 41260. We did receive one bid on tract 41261, advertised as 1,294.15 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 796.34 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $242,883.70. $242,883.70. Or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $121,441.85. $121,441.85. Or a per acre value of 23.25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 41262 or 63. We did receive one bid on tract 41264, advertised as 1,437.34 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 588.04 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $117,608. $117,608, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $58,804. $58,804. Royalties are 23.25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41265. We did receive one bid on track 41266, advertised as 1,900 78.25 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 989.13 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $173,097.75. $173,097.75, or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $86,548.88. $86,548.88. Royalties are 23.25%. We received one bid on track 41267, advertised as 63.46 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,692. $12,692, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $6,346. $6,346. Royalties are 23.25%. We received one bid on track 41268, advertised as 179.65 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $35,930. $35,930, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $17,965. $17,965. Royalties are 23.25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 41269 or 41270. We did receive one bid on track 41271, advertised as 785.24 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $239,498.20. $239,498.20, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $119,749.10. $119,749.10. Royalties are 23.25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41272. We did receive one bid on track 41273, advertised as 24 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $696. $168,696. Or a per acre value of $7,029. Annual rentals are $84,348. $84,348. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41274. We did receive one bid on track 41275. Advertised as 1,875 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,280 acres. The bidder is Rick Bajon and Associates. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $256,000. $256,000. Or a per acre value of $200. The annual rentals are $128,000. $128,000. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 41276, advertised as 931 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 24 acres. The bidder is Davis Petroleum Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,200. $7,200. Or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $3,600. $3,600. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 41277, advertised as 1,492 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 132.23 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $29,090.60. $29,090.60. Or a per acre value of $220. Annual rentals are $14,545.30. $14,545.30. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 412-78, 79, 80, 81, or 82. We did receive one bid on track 412-83, advertised as 1,714 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 496 acres. 496 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $151,280. $151,280. Or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $75,640. $75,640. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 412-84, 85, or 86. We received two bids on track 412-87, advertised as 2,324 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 311 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP. Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $101,075. $101,075. Or a per acre value of $325. Annual rentals are $50,537.50. $50,537.50. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 412-87 is for a portion containing 319.4 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $130,634.60. $130,634.60. Or a per acre value of $409. Annual rentals are $65,317.30. $65,317.30. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 412-88. Advertised as 623 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 71 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP. Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $19,525. $19,525. Or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $9,762.50. $9,762.50. Royalties are 23.5%. We received three bids on track 412-89, advertised as 88.37 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Goodrich Petroleum Company, LLC. Goodrich Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a 1-year primary term with a cash payment of $225,000. $225,000. Or a per acre value of $2,546.11. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 412-89 is for the entire track. The bidder is Questar Exploration and Production Company. Questar Exploration and Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $795,330. $795,330. Or a per acre value of $9,000. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41289 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $433,985.07. $433,985.07, or a per acre value of $4,911. Annual rentals are $216,992.54. $216,992.54. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids on track 41290, advertised as 7.5 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Questar Exploration and Production Company. Questar Exploration and Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $67,500. $67,500, or a per acre value of $9,000. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41290 is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $94,605. $94,605. Or a per acre value of $12,614. Annual rentals are $47,302.50. $47,302.50. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41290 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $49,530. $49,530. Or a per acre value of $6,604. Annual rentals are $24,765. $24,765. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids on track 41291, advertised as 5 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Questar Exploration and Production Company. Questar Exploration and Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $45,000. $45,000, or a per acre value of $9,000. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41291 is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $63,070. $63,070. Or a per acre value of $12,614. Annual rentals are $31,535. $31,535. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41291 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum Inc. Classic Petroleum Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $33,020. $33,020. Or a per acre value of $6,604. Annual rentals are $16,510. $16,510. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41292, advertised as 31 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is BP America Production Company. BP America Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $31,372. $31,372. Or a per acre value of $1,012. Annual rentals are $15,686. $15,686. Royalties are 26%. As additional consideration, BP America Production Company will spud, or cause to be spud, a well inside the geographic boundary of either the 18,000-foot TUSC RB SUA or in the 18,000-foot TUSC RB SUO within 1 year from the date of the lease, or will pay liquidated damages in the amount of $100,000. We received one bid on track 41293, advertised as 24 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is BP America Production Company. BP America Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,048. $12,048. Or a per acre value of $502. Annual rentals are $6,024. $6,024. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41294, advertised as 37 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is BP America Production Company. BP America Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,574. $18,574, or a per acre value of $502. Annual rentals are $9,287. $9,287. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41295 or 41296. We did receive one bid on track 41297, advertised as 9 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,079. $2,079, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $1,039.50. $1,039.50. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41298, advertised as 9.95 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,298.45. $2,298.45, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $1,149.23. $1,149.23. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41299. Advertised as 112.53 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,994.43. $25,994.43, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $12,997.22. $12,997.22. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41300, advertised as 0.666 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $153.86. $153.86, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $76.94. $76.94. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41301. Advertised as 0.162 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $37.42. $37.42, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $18.72. $18.72. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41302, advertised as 0.275 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $63.53. $63.53, or a per acre value of $231. Rentals are $31.77. $31.77. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41303, advertised as 2.28 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $526.68. $526.68, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $263.35. $263.35. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41304, advertised as 1.414 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $326.73. $326.73, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $163.37. $163.37. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41305. Advertised as 24.91 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,754.21. $5,754.21, or a per acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $2,877.11. $2,877.11. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 41306. We did receive one bid on track 41307, advertised as 1,839.95 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,075.53 acres. The bidder is Zinico, Inc. Zinico, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $454,949.19. $454,949.19, or a per acre value of $423. Annual rentals are $227,474.60. $227,474.60. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41308. We did receive one bid on track 41309, advertised as 160 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $800,000. $800,000. Or a per acre value of $5,000. Annual rentals are $400,000. $400,000. Royalties are one-fourth. We received one bid on track 41310, advertised as 0.632 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $145.99, $145.99, or a per-acre value of $231. Annual rentals are $73, $73. Royalties are 23%. And that will conclude the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings are scheduled to begin at 9:30.
We're going to get started with the committee meetings.
Good morning. I'll have to go ahead and call the lease review committee to order. I think we have to hear from the staff.
Ready?
All right.
We have four sets of leases to discuss in a little more detail than usual. State lease 195C, Quarantine Bayfield. State leases 2220, 2221, 4039, and 4147. Those leases are in Elwha Bay and Heffman Lakefields. Cox is the operator. The committee last reviewed these leases on June the 10th of this year. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Cox until December the 9th of 09 to submit an update on their field study. By letter of December 7, 2009, Cox reported that the field study has identified several potential workovers. Work will begin in the spring of 2010 if approved by the working interest owners. In addition, a new drill lead has been defined as a result of the study and will be presented at the February 2010 NAEP in Houston. The staff recommends that Cox be granted until June 9, 2010 to submit a plan of development for the non-productive acreage, specifically the drilling of a new well or the sidetracking of an existing well. In other words, you know, we've heard enough talk, and they mentioned this well that they're going to present in NAEP, and hopefully by June they'll know what's going on with that and maybe they can commit to a well. If they don't in June, then we'll take it from there and decide what the order of action will be. State lease 199A1 Basin Lane Field Selection, Burlington Resources of the lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on June the 10th of 09. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Burlington until December the 9th 2009 to submit an update on its activities and future plans for this lease. By letter of December the 4th, 2009, Burlington is preparing a 440-acre partial release, which they said would be submitted by the end of this past year. I haven't checked to see if that's been done. They're also in the process of securing funds for upcoming recompletions and new drills on the lease for 2010. Staff recommends that the proposed partial release be accepted when tendered and that they be granted until June 9th of 10 to submit a status report on the activities and future plans of this designated area. State Lease 5097, Little Bayfield Harvest Group is the operator. Committee last reviewed this lease on October the 14th, 2009. The board adopted committee's recommendation to defer action for 60 days to allow our lessees to respond to the staff's request for a release of this lease. The staff met with representatives of the Harvest Group on November the 19th to discuss the state of the lease. The result of the meeting was that both parties agreed that the lease had died on its own terms. So the staff would recommend that State Lease 5097 be removed from the committee lease review agenda and be placed on the staff review list until the release is final. State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field, ExxonMobil's lessee, last reviewed by the committee on June the 10th. Board adopted committee's recommendation to accept a proposed 400-acre partial release when tendered and to grant ExxonMobil until December the 9th to submit a plan of development for the non-productive acreage. ExxonMobil has scheduled a meeting with the staff tomorrow to discuss this lease, so we would recommend deferring action on this lease at this time, pending results of tomorrow's meeting. That's it for those leases. You have Charles's Force Majeure report and a couple of 29E letters for approval.
That's it. Thank you. Y'all have heard Mr. Dugas's report and the staff recommendations. Do we have a motion to approve, please? Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Cordero. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Is there any further business?
No, that's it.
I have a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Sanders, second by Cordero. No one opposes. We are adjourned. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A motion and second to call the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 53 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journals of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 23 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 10, 2010 lease sale, pending approval by the board for advertising. It is the staff's recommendation that they be given the authority to advertise these 23 tracts nominations for the March 10th lease sale.
And I need a motion and second to accept the staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. Motion and second to adjourn the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is adjourned.
I'd like to go ahead and call together the Audit Committee. Ms. Newman?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
The first item on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Energy 21 Gulf Coast, Inc. for a penalty in the amount of $251,324.29 for the late payment of royalty. On September 25, 2009, Energy 21 Gulf Coast paid the state a total of $1,191,550.17 in late royalty for the dates January 2008 through July 2009. Royalty was outstanding for less than 2 years and was not related to a field audit. Energy 21 Gulf Coast was late because of confusion on their part as to whether the properties were state or federal. Energy 21 has paid $88,755.32 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver because the royalty was outstanding for less than 2 years. The amount of the reduction would be $188,493.22, with a balance of $62,831.07 owed the state.
You've heard the staff's recommendations. We have a motion to approve, please.
I move to approve that staff recommendation.
Moved by Sanders, second by Cordero. Any questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
The second item is a recoupment request from Chevron Texaco for an overpayment in the amount of $64,604.70. State lease numbers are 17774, 17775, 18284, 18292, and 18356. For January 2007, Chevron Texaco reclassified volume from unprocessed gas to processed gas. The adjustment for shrinkage resulted in an overpayment of gas royalties. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Chevron Texaco be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Sanders moves.
Mrs. Sanders has moved to accept staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
The third item is a recoupment request from Chevron Texaco for an overpayment in the amount of $72,322.28. State lease number involved is 1367. For August and September 2007, Chevron Texaco paid royalty under an incorrect LU code, which resulted in an overpayment of gas royalties. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Chevron Texaco is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have heard staff's recommendation. Is there a motion to approve?
I just have a question. What is a LU code?
That's what I have supposed to ask.
Lease unit. Well, that's the code that we use for organizing everything.
Okay.
Move, Sanders.
Move by Sanders to accept staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
The fourth item is a recoupment request from Chevron Texaco for an overpayment in the amount of $74,762.05. State lease number involved is 334. For the sales months of April and May 2008, Chevron Texaco paid royalty under an incorrect LU code, which resulted in an overpayment of gas royalties. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment was made and recommends that Chevron Texaco is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Sanders moves.
Mrs. Sanders has moved to accept staff's recommendation. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Cordero, any questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Yes, Ms. Edwards?
I would just note that on items 3 and 4, it was as a result of erroneous record-keeping on the part of the payor, and I'm much calmer today, but you hear so many things about state workers not being committed to what they're doing in excellence, and just wanted you to know that it's also apparent in private industry as well.
Now, that's not what I said to you at the agenda meeting the other day. What did I say? I complimented you and this entire staff here.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted the public to know that the staff does a wonderful job, very professional, but we have to deal with those individuals in the private sector.
You acknowledge that I privately said that to you at the agenda meeting.
I will acknowledge that you commented to the staff on their abilities, but I just wanted to make sure that the public understood fully.
Maybe Mr. Sanders can make a resolution later. Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 5 is a recoupment request from Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an overpayment in the amount of $37,672. State lease number is 301. For the sales month of September 2006, Louisiana Land and Exploration paid oil royalties based on overstated volume. The company has provided documentation reflecting the correct volume. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Louisiana Land and Exploration Company is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have heard staff's recommendations. A motion to approve.
Move.
Been moved by Mr. Sanders. Ms. Diaz, is that the second? Second by Mr. Cordero.
He was trying to get it.
Anyone, any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 6 is a recoupment request from Union Oil Company of California for an overpayment in the amount of $214,565.28. State lease numbers are 18640 and 19266. For the sales months of September through October 2008 and February through March 2009, Union Oil Company reclassified volume from unprocessed gas to processed gas. The adjustment for shrinkage resulted in an overpayment of gas royalties. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Union Oil Company of California is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have heard staff's recommendation. Can I motion to approve?
Sanders.
Moved by Sanders. Second by Mr. Morton. Any further comments or questions?
Question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sanders.
Ms. Rachel, how do you verify that as an auditor? Is it just a matter of what they have written down, or it must be
no,
a much
sir.
More technical?
No, sir. They have to provide official invoices, official documentation. In some cases, we have to use third-party documents to verify. This isn't something that we trust on their books. We go beyond that.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 7 is the staff report to the committee that the election for January 2010 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery plant at La Rose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. Any further questions or comments come before this committee? Here or not, I'd like to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. Anyone opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Heck.
Good morning, Mr. Sanders.
How are you today?
Fair to middling.
All right, well, I move we can convene the legal entitled controversy committee. Proceed, please, sir.
Okay. Item number 1 is a request by Sylvan Energy, LLC, for a waiver of all or a portion of liquidated damage assessment levied for a late partial release of state lease 19595 in the amount of $10,600. Which means it was 106 days late. The staff has looked at the area in which this lease is located and has been assured by the geologist for that area that the late release did not impinge upon any potential leases that had been given, besides which this is the first time that Sylvan Energy LLC has been before the board for any penalty or liquidated damage assessment. And based upon the objective criteria the board has adopted, the staff would recommend that the board would waive the entirety of the $10,600 as a gesture of goodwill and also to encourage further investment and drilling by Sylvan Energy. They are a relatively new company in Louisiana.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Arnold moves. Thank you, Mr. Diaz. Second. Any question? Comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries.
Okay. Item number two is a request by Starks Oil Corporation for a waiver of all or part of a liquidated damage assessment levy for a late partial release on state lease 19704 in the amount of $3,500, which is 35 days late. Again, Starks is a relatively new operator in Louisiana. This is the first time that they have appeared before the board for any matter, a penalty or liquidated damage assessment. Also, in consultation with the geologists for the area involved, have been assured that the late release did not impinge upon any potential new leases in this area. And so, based upon the objective criteria, again, the staff would recommend a waiver of the entirety of the $3,500, again, as a gesture of goodwill, and to encourage Starks to operate further in the state of Louisiana.
Chairman, Mr. Diaz, you move.
Second.
Mr. Arnold, second. Any questions, comments? Any opposition? Motion carries.
Items three and four are basically the same thing. This is involving state lease 20009 and 20010. What had happened was at the lease sale, the bids were made by Hillcore Energy based upon a certain amount of acreage, and after the bids were brought upstairs and being verified for placement on the lease document itself, the discrepancy in acreage was found in both of these leases, which would change the acreage, it would change the bonus paid, and it would change the rental. Unfortunately, in actually putting the leases together, the acreage, bonus, and rental on the bid sheet, which was incorrect, had been found to be incorrect, was used. And so the leases were prepared, sent out, and executed by the parties based on incorrect acreage, bonus, and rental. It was discovered when it was returned to the state that it was based upon that incorrect amount. Contact was made with Hillcore to do an act of correction to correct the acreage, bonus, and rental on the leases, on both of these leases. That has been done. The documents have been prepared, duly advertised, and are on the docket as items 10-1 and 10-2 for final approval of these acts of correction lease amendments. And the staff does recommend that these lease amendments both be approved.
With no objection from the board, we'll take up item 3 and 4 together. Any objection to that process? Hear a motion? Mr. Arnold moves. Diaz second. Any opposition? Motion carries as to those two items, sir.
Item number 5 is a request by the Harvest Group, LLC, to negotiate an operating agreement affecting a portion of the acreage of State Lease 5097 in Little Bay Field. As the board knows, Harvest Group was in bankruptcy. I got a call yesterday that said that Harvest Group had not been discharged as of the time of the call, but was in the process of being discharged. So by the time, if we do an operating agreement, by the time the operating agreement would be ready to be signed and confected, Harvest would be out of the bankruptcy and adjudicated. Also, there are some additional parties. Harvest was operating the only well that kept this lease alive. They have released their interest in it and have also signed a letter that said there was no production in commercial quantities to maintain the lease. We have still two parties to obtain release of interest from, but not in this area where the well was, and we are in the process of doing that, and a release will be obtained. What we are asking for and what Harvest Group wants to do is they want to get an operating agreement to reestablish some production in commercial quantities, maybe from this well or a sidetrack. And so the staff would recommend that the board authorize us to negotiate such an operating agreement with Harvest, which, again, will not be confected until all of the releases are obtained and Harvest is fully out of bankruptcy and able to negotiate this particular operating agreement. And also to deem that the acreage that is to be in this operating agreement not be made available for leasing for a period of at least 90 days or until the operating agreement is confected. So the motion or what the staff is asking for is A, authority to negotiate the operating agreement, and B, to take the acreage or to make sure that the acreage is not available for leasing.
Heard staff recommendation. Mr. Arnold moves. Mr. Martin seconds, and Mr. Arnold's recognized for a comment or question.
Mr. Heck, this is obviously working together with the lease review committee.
Correct.
With Harvest.
Absolutely.
Any further question? Any opposition? Mr. Diaz, did you have a question, sir? Any opposition? Motion carries, sir.
Item number six is a request by Sweet Bay Exploration, LLC, for consideration of an extension of the primary term of State Lease 18501. In your materials, you should have a colorful little map that, let me show you what it looks like. It looks something like this. You ought to have it in your materials, plus a page that gives the average royalty and average per acre price of leases in the area, the whole purpose of which is to show that Sweet Bay, in asking for this extension, is offering to increase the royalty by 0.5% to 22%. And what they would like to do is ask for an extension of 6 months first with a payment of half of the full bonus, which is $106,395.30, with an option to extend it further for another 6 months by paying another half of the bonus of the same amount. What's happened here is Sweet Bay has put together a unit that they are waiting to drill. They have everything in line, but it may not be ready before the termination of this or the end of the primary term of State Lease 18501. They're asking, but they think they may be able to get it in within the first 6 months after that if they can't get it in by that date. So that's why they're asking for the option period to extend it first 6 months, and if they can't get it within that first 6 months, the other 6 months. The reason being, this is a very deep well. It's very expensive. They have a number of people that are in the deal with them, and they're having to finalize all of the things that go to drilling this well. So the staff does recommend that the board authorize an extension of the primary term in the form of raising the royalty to 22%, and also in return for the 6 months extension at one half of the total bonus, which is $106,395.30, with an option on the part of Sweet Bay to extend it a further 6 months by paying the rest of the bonus, or another $106,395.30. The little map we gave you is to show that what they're offering here is not out of proportion to what's going on for leasing in the area. That's why you were given that. The staff does recommend this. This is, again, in conjunction with the lease review committee. We have had meetings with Sweet Bay. We know what they're doing. We agree with what they're doing, and we would like to help them out. The reason it's on now and not later is because if we had to do this in February, the lease is up in March before the March meeting. So whatever has to be done in the way of confecting the amendments to the lease has to be done and advertised and put on the February meeting for final approval. That's why it's being done in this fashion, and so that's what the staff does recommend.
Thank you, sir. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Sir?
Motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Arnold moves. Mr. Martin seconds. Any questions?
Just one comment.
Yes, sir. Mr. Arnold.
So, Mr. Heck, this is a two-year lease originally, correct?
I think this was a three-year lease.
So basically they paid the full bonus.
It would extend it another year.
Right. What they pay itself was a full bonus and two half bonuses for rent, and then they're offering to give another half bonus for 6 months.
What they're going to do is what we would normally charge to extend the primary term is a full bonus plus raising the royalty 0.5%.
For 1 year, right?
Right, for 1 year.
They're doing 6 months at a time, so it's half and a half.
Exactly. And they'll still raise, of course, the royalty 0.5%.
And at the end of the day, is this in the best interest of the state?
At the end of the day, if they drill that deep well that they're doing, which is what they hope to do, yes, it will very well be in the best interest of the state.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Any opposition to the motion carries, sir?
OK,
Okay, items number 7 and 8 are in executive session, and the staff requests that the board, the committee go into executive session.
Mr. Morton seconds. Mr. Arnold moves. Mr. Morton seconds. Any opposition? Motion carries.
We had an adding, Chip Klein wasn't there before.
Well, he was,
Oh, is he okay? Yeah, it's true, he walked in when y'all were already back there.
Are you waiting for anybody else back there? Oh, okay. Yeah, there are no other issues. And the two issues discussed back there don't require any action.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We weren't just joking this morning. We were handling your business.
Mr. Diaz, would you take care of docket, please?
I'd like to call the docket review committee to order. Will the staff please present its recommendation to the committee, Mr. Dennis?
Okay. Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the January 13, 2010 docket review committee and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items received for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, item number one, defer until the next board meeting, late release liquidated damage assessment issue. Item number two, defer until the next board meeting, cannot be approved without the approval of item number one. It's the same state lease. Item number three, defer until the next board meeting, audit issue. Approve item four. Item number five, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Approve items six through eight. Item number nine, defer until the next board meeting, description problems. Approve item number 10. Item 11, withdraw at the request of staff, judgment that the MMS owns the acreage and the lease. Approve item 12. Item 13, withdraw at the request of staff, state lease is in the process of being released. Approve item 14. Item 15, withdraw at the request of the staff, leases are apparently expired. Item 16, defer until the next board meeting, waiting on correction of assignment. Item 17, defer until the next board meeting, waiting on correction of assignment. Item 18, defer until the next board meeting, waiting on correction of assignment. Please approve items number 19 through 23. For items number 24 through 27, defer until the next board meeting, ownership problems on Form B. Approve item 28. Item 29, defer until the next board meeting, waiting for correction of assignment document. Item 30, defer until the next board meeting, late release, liquidated damage assessment issue. Please approve item number 31 through 47. For items 48 through 54, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Approve item 55. For items 56 through 61, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Approve item 62. For Category C, advertised proposals, please approve item number 1, 2, and 3. And this completes the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation? I have a motion. I have a motion by Mr. Ingram, second by Mr. Sanders.
I moved. You have a second?
I have a second, Mr. Ingram. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. I have a motion to adjourn the Docket Review Committee. I have a motion by Mr. Ingram. I have a second. Without objection, so on. The Docket Review Committee is now adjourned.
We'll take a break and come back in five and start the board meeting.
Thank you.
All right, at this time we'll convene our regular board meeting today. Ms. Edwards, could I have a roll? Could we get a roll call, please?
Robert Harper for Secretary Angel. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of the December 9th, 2009 minutes?
Sanders will move to approve.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders for approval of those minutes, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? All opposed? Aye. That motion carries. At this time, we'll handle item three, the adoption of the committee recommendations. Do I have a motion to accept the committee recommendations? So moved. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Ingram. That's for adoption of the Lease Review Committee, Nomination and Track Committee, Audit Committee, Legal and Title Controversy, and the Docket Review Committee recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. This time, is he needs some. At this time, we're waiting for our technical briefing report. At this time, I guess we could have we'll skip to item six, the public comments. I believe we have Ms. Ann Reams, Executive Director of Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation.
Thank you. Right here?
Yeah, thank you. Just identify yourself just for record.
Good morning. I'm Ann Reams. I'm the Executive Director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. And to basically, I just want to request that if the Lake Pontchartrain moratorium is brought up at any or is potentially going to be on any agenda, that we're advised of that. And Ms. Edwards has been very, very helpful prior to this meeting on that, and all of you have been great to accept the emails that I've been sending. So I really appreciate it. And just again, if we could just be notified prior to any meeting that it would be brought up on the agenda, we would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Reams.
Is there any comments from anyone else, public? If not, let's take a break. I don't know if we're ready to go into executive session. Vic's not here yet. We'll take a break. We're waiting for our assessment of the bids, so we'll reconvene. Do I have a motion to go into recess?
Sure. So moved.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We'll be in recess for a short time, and we'll be back.
Can you sign your per diem sheet for me? I just didn't want you to get. Oh, you already did? Okay. I was going to. But, okay. Thanks. Yeah.
At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of just general recess. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by
Sanders.
Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're in regular session. At this time, Mr. Vaughn is ready to give us our technical briefing, so I would like to go into executive session so we can receive that briefing. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cadero. All in favor? All opposed? We're going to take a break to go into executive session for our technical briefing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Right here about examining the records of third parties.
So that's all new legislation?
That's what I was proposing, yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can ask Monique. Again, it's in the lease form, but I guess it won't hurt to have it in the statute.
We're going to knock this out pretty good here today, aren't we? Yeah, I mean, that wore me out. Y'all are doubling our pay.
At this time, do you have a motion to come out of executive session? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are back in regular session. Mr. Bond, are you ready to give us your recommendations?
Yes, sir. Thank you. The first tract, 41266. I'm sorry. We're recommending the bid of Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services. On track number 41276, we're recommending the bid of Davis Petroleum Corporation be rejected for insufficient consideration, and we're recommending, according to the board policy, that the track will be re-advertised with a minimum price per acre and royalty in the announcement. On track number 41287, this is a multiple acceptable bid with an apparent overlap. As a result, we recommend accepting the bid of Hillcorp Energy One. As to the second bid of Cypress Energy Corporation, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that Cypress Energy Corporation be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Hillcorp Energy One at Cypress Energy Corporation's bid price. Track number 41289, we're recommending the bid of Questar Exploration be accepted. Track number 41290, we're recommending a bid of Matador Resources Company. From 41291, we're recommending the bid of Matador Resources Company. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted. That concludes our recommendations, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Vaughn, for those recommendations. Do I have any questions or discussion on any of these recommendations or bids?
Sanders, second.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold and a second by Mr. Sanders to accept the staff's recommendations of these bids. Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, I guess we will go to the any announcements?
Okay. For today, we have 16 state leases. The number of acres leased is 7,755.402. Cash payments, $3,047,432.18. For a price per acre of $392.94. State agency leases, 15 were granted, 354.057 acres lease, cash payments of $1,052,233.31, price per acre $2,971.93, total cash payments for January 13th, 2010, $4,099,665.49. Our year-to-date for fiscal year 2009-10, $38,921,053.36.
Great. Thank you. If there's no further business for the board, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by anyone? Mr. Cadero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you for coming, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.